Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Crowd of Solana.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot meat crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, each other deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my Rushmore of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Grinch, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the fast while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show.
Yeah! Welcome to the show. What day is today? Wednesday?
No idea.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
Marlins just keep winning. Hey, what's going on here? Marlins, there's something about this Marlins team. Talk about it today. We have a loaded potato for you. Today, Zach Gelb is going to join us. Josh Appel is going to join us. And Chris Whittingham is going to join us. So we have a big show. Did you watch any of the Marlins?
I watched on social media the highlights of the game. Obviously, the end of the game as well. But no, I didn't get to watch the actual game.
Did you notice, Jimmy, at the end of the game last night when, who was it, Jacob Marcy that hit that single that drove in the winning run?
Yes.
I thought it was Owen Casey.
Me too.
Did you notice that I sent a maple leaf?
Yeah. Right.
And it wasn't the maple masher. I thought it was Owen Casey. It was Jacob Marcy. So not only... Not only did I send you guys a maple leaf, I sent one to Steven Strom as the Marlins broadcast is going on because right. He had come on with us yesterday and I was excited about the finish. And he had to be unbelievably confused as to why I was selling. Although I think Didn't Owen Casey have a big ding-dong during that game?
Yeah, I believe so.
I think he had a home run, didn't he? Am I making that up? Regardless, if you were like me and celebrated with a maple leaf, you were mistaken. Today is the 16th anniversary of LeBron's decision. We talked about this yesterday. Crowder's going to join us, by the way. He's in New Jersey taping for The Pivot, but he will be with us during this afternoon program at some point, so we anxiously await him. I'm in the studio with Solana and Jimmy. So we mentioned yesterday, today is the 16th anniversary of the decision. I think I say this every year, but it's probably worth repeating because I think everybody thinks about it. And I was shocked yesterday when you said it was the 16th anniversary.
16.
It just doesn't seem like 16 years to me. But when I think back now, so my son was six.
2010.
Crazy. But yeah, we were on. So I've told the story. I was on the Jersey Shore. I was on the boardwalk. In fact, I could tell this to Gelb when he joins us. But we were in Atlantic City. Normally we're on, like, you know, Ocean City or whatever. We're on Atlantic City boardwalk, which back in 2010 wasn't as bad as it is in 2026. 2026, you'd be taking your life in your hands if you're standing on the Atlantic City boardwalk. But we were going to play miniature golf, and that decision show on ESPN was scheduled. And so I said to Lori and David, we were with her parents and our nieces. I was like, you guys walk ahead. I'm going to dip into Rainforest Cafe here. There's a Rainforest Cafe right on the Atlantic City boardwalk. I'm going to go over to the bar where they have those awesome bar stools. You know, it's like you're sitting on a zebra. And I'm going to watch. I thought it was going to be 2 minutes.
Right.
And so I go to the bar. What was the schedule? What was the show? 8 p.m. maybe?
Yeah, like at 9 o'clock or 8:30.
So I go there, and they don't have the sound on. They're not as interested in the decision as, you know, those of us who were Heat fans or NBA fans. But they still had it on, you know, on all the TVs at the bar there. And I'm watching, and I'm like, you know, what is going on here? Because I can't hear anything. There's no sound. And I'm like, what? I don't even think Twitter existed back then, did it?
It was in its infancy.
Right? In 2010?
It definitely existed.
It existed?
I created my account in 2009.
Okay. So it was like, I remember like the first time on the Leb Tard show. What were you saying, Jimmy?
Twitter started in 06.
Oh, wow. 06. I remember the first time that we talked about Twitter on the air on the Leb Tard show. Chris Mortensen, the late Chris Mortensen, tweeted, I'm mowing my lawn. And I remember Dan and Stu Gotts and I talking about it, like, is this necessary? Like what are we going to, like, who knew what Twitter was going to become? Right. But it was like, what are we doing here? Why would we need to know that Chris Mortensen is mowing his lawn?
It was like a status update.
It was pretty much like that. It wasn't as vile and disgusting. It's not the hell. It wasn't the hellscape. It literally was like, hey, I'm having lunch. Yeah. I'm mowing the lawn.
That's what like a Facebook update was.
It was like a instantaneous Facebook status update.
I'd be checking
Mark
in.
Hockman is, which is what Facebook was, exactly. You know, be like brushing his teeth, you know, like something silly.
I used to check in to Outback Steakhouse.
Right, right.
On a random Thursday night on Facebook, just because.
So I go into Rainforest Cafe, and finally they, you know, make the decision, and you realize, like, you know, LeBron James headed to the Miami Heat. There's probably a little crawl at the bottom. And I remember, like, I couldn't believe it. I was program director at 790 The Ticket. So I got on the phone with our imaging guy and, you know, immediately had all these promos recorded for the next day on 790 The Ticket. You know, we welcome LeBron James. We didn't have the rights to the Heat, I don't think, at that point.
You did not.
They were on 610 WIOD.
You end up, 790 ends up getting the rights like a month into that season.
Right. The first couple preseason games were played on 610 WIOD. Right.
I thought it was on 940.
Was it 940?
Yeah, I thought it was 610.
I feel like it was 610. Well, regardless. But we did all the imaging and we were ready to roll. And then I remember watching the party from the arena on ESPN News. They aired it live. I watched it on the Jersey Shore. Like, I cannot Crazy. Believe it was 16 years ago.
Crazy.
Cannot believe it.
I remember, that's one of those, everybody remembers what they were doing.
Absolutely.
Where they watched it. I was at an LA Fitness in Kendall with my brother and his roommate at the time. Hawk, this dude is the biggest Chicago Bulls fan that you would ever meet in your entire life.
And there, like, was some thought that he might go to Chicago.
He is adamant. He's going to Chicago. He's going to team up with Derrick Rose, Joakim Noah, and they're going to get Carlos Boozer. Right. And this team, he was adamant. And we're at LA Fitness. Everybody in LA Fitness in Kendall, this is a massive gym. Everybody at 8:30 when that thing started, crowded around this one elliptical machine that had the TV that was working and that had ESPN.
So, funny.
So you have dozens of people around one elliptical, and about 15 minutes in, we're like, what's going on here?
Yeah,
so we lived across the street. So the three of us decide, well, I didn't live there. My brother and his roommate lived there. Let's go back home and watch this on our TV. Like, what are we doing here? We drive home, sit down in front
of the TV.
Still
hasn't made the decision.
Still hasn't made the decision yet. Jim Gray is just, I don't know, was he filibustering?
Well, I think that they were told, like, by ESPN, like, hey, this has to be a 30-minute special or a one-hour special, and you can't get to it right off the jump. And because I think, weren't they giving the ad sales to the Boys and Girls Club?
Right.
Like, that's part of the million or 2 million that was raised.
Right, whatever it is, 30-minute or one-hour TV special, we have spots to fill. Fill the spots, because he made his announcement at 9:28 p.m. on the dot. On the dot at 9:28 p.m.
Jim Gray, professional.
And this is how my brother's roommate reacted. By the way, I have the Facebook memories. I mean, you can imagine. 15-year-old
oh,
me.
I mean,
the things I was writing on Facebook were just ridiculous. But he cut up his LeBron James,
wow,
Cleveland Cavaliers,
yeah,
23 jersey. I'll show everybody. He cut it right in half with a kitchen knife. I'll never forget it. He is crashing out while my brother and I...
Because he thought he was coming to Chicago.
He thought he was going to Chicago, and he liked LeBron. Remember, this is LeBron James.
Everybody loved LeBron.
Everybody loved
LeBron. This was the first time that there was ever any faction that didn't love LeBron.
And the idea was, he's going to stay in Cleveland. Bulls fan thought, his name was Renee. Like, I can picture him going, here comes Chicago, and then running upstairs, grabbing his LeBron jersey that he just thought was a cool jersey to have, tearing it in half while my brother and I are going nuts. Pots and pans, like, we were ready.
We already thought we had a championship roster with Wade and Bosch. Man, what a day, what a night that was.
I posted on Facebook, I will be watching 41 All-Star games in Section 115 next season.
You weren't wrong. I mean, that's what we were watching, All-Star games.
Crazy, man.
Man, I cannot believe that was 16 years ago.
Might happen again.
I think today's the day. I do, just because it's the anniversary. We talked about this yesterday. But I, you know, again, my gut's telling me Cleveland. That it's just, you wash away. I have a feeling today. And LeBron, again, I don't think he would ever acknowledge it. And really, how many bad days could he have? He's kind of got the world by the nuts. But I would say 16 years ago today is one of his darker memories. It shouldn't be, but I would probably assume, like, he doesn't love reliving, because he became a villain in an instant, and he had never, ever been cast as a villain.
What does he regret more, though? The TV special in Akron to announce he was leaving Akron?
It was a huge misstep.
Saying, I'm taking my talents to South Beach? Or is it the spectacle that follows? LeBron, Wade, Bosch on a stage in front of thousands of Heat fans, like if they were the Beatles.
I don't think he regrets that as much as what he said, which was right, the not one, not two. But I think he regrets making this huge public announcement in Akron that he's leaving the city.
Yeah.
What an unbelievable misstep, where he thinks they're going to say, God bless you. We're with you on your travels.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
And they're burning his jerseys in garbage cans all across the city, and Dan Gilbert's coming out with a full-page ad going, yeah, you'll never work in this town again, you know. Wow, 16 years ago. All right, let's do headlines. A lot to get to today. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. In Miami at a Domino's game, you'll find your abuelito. And when you want a low price, you'll save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia.
When you think back to that moment, Dan Gilbert puts out that letter that Cleveland will win a title before the self-proclaimed king ever will.
Yeah.
I thought at that moment, his time in Cleveland forever was done.
Well, everyone did. I'm sure he did as well.
Unless Dan Gilbert sold that organization. Like, when I remember reading that letter from Dan Gilbert, I remember saying, oh my God, he made the best decision in the world. He got out of a place where people don't appreciate him, starting with the owner himself, who took it upon himself to just bash him on the way out. Self-proclaimed king.
I would imagine, and obviously Dan Gilbert had no prior knowledge or he wouldn't have reacted that way, but I would imagine most people in the Cleveland organization figured, oh, it's at the Boys and Girls Club in Akron. He ain't leaving Cleveland there. That's why it was such a huge misstep. Like that, like he wouldn't have, 16 years later, he wouldn't do that.
It was a good idea to raise money for kids. It was a bad idea to do it when you were leaving.
You could raise money for kids in a million different ways. You don't have to make them miserable as you're raising the money for them.
Well, according to Shams Charania, this is basically being narrowed down to three teams. That's the way it feels. This was reported yesterday by Shams. The 76ers, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and once again, LeBron James. Not photoshopped, but in his former number 6 Miami Heat jersey is everywhere.
It could happen. I wouldn't be like the most, I mean, I'd be shocked, but I wouldn't be unbelievably shocked, like as if he would go to the Orlando Magic. You know what I mean? Like if he announced, yeah, I want one more go round with the Heat, I would get it, man.
The Magic thing is so funny to me, Hawk. Do you remember? You might have been on vacation when you were in Vegas, so you might not have been on the air. But there was like a 48-hour window with the Giannis saga where everybody's talking about the Orlando Magic. Oh, Orlando's new coach has ties to Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's the real spot he's going to go to. And I laughed that off so quickly. Really, Giannis Antetokounmpo wants to leave Milwaukee, where he was the face of that city, to go win a ring and have a franchise build a contender around him. Yeah, I'm going to pick the Orlando Magic. Of all the teams he could have gone to, yeah, I'm going to pick the Orlando Magic, who blew a 3-1 series lead, have never won a title, and are coming off the season where their star player can't shoot and was in a public feud with their head coach at the time. That's the perfect situation for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I'm watching video right now on Hoop Central of the decision, and then just all these shots of like people crying in Cleveland, people burning his jerseys. Like, I mean, I'm guessing the moment he said, "I'm taking my talents to South Beach," it probably hit him that this didn't play the way that I thought it was going to play.
But even he hesitates this fall, man, this is tough. Like, he almost couldn't believe.
Like, wait a second, where am I doing this? Like, what? This may not have been my best idea.
Man, this is tough. As he looks around all the kids.
Yeah.
I'm out. Later.
Yeah, deuces.
That's like announcing a divorce when the kids get home from school.
Well, like, and like assembling them all. And by the way, right. Invite your friends over too. Uh-huh. We're going to have pizza. And you're like, oh, fantastic.
Great.
You're all here. This is great. I'm leaving your lives. Yeah. I have gotten a lot of pizza, though.
Right.
And some crazy bread. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some apple pie pizza, you know, the little dessert pizza. And I'm going to be gone now, though. Mm-hmm. I'm not coming back. I'm leaving Mom. And I know you've known me your entire life. But kids, eat up. And I will see you when I see you. I have a big party to get to.
Appreciate you coming out. Appreciate you all being here. But deuces, I am gone. I am gone. How about this? A couple facts about that season prior to him announcing the decision. So they end up losing in the conference finals to the Boston Celtics. The Cavs that year, Hawk, were the number one seed in the NBA, defeated by the Celtics in Game 6. LeBron is coming off his second consecutive MVP award.
He doesn't leave, right, if they win the championship.
He does not leave. Yeah. He does not leave. He might not leave if he got to the finals. That would have been a LeBron James, Kobe Bryant finals because the Celtics end up winning that year.
Was it in Akron or New York? People are saying that the TV studio was in New York.
Oh, I thought it was.
I thought it was in Akron. Yeah, wasn't it at an Akron Boys and Girls Club?
I thought so.
Let me see. Where was LeBron's decision film?
Oh, yeah. Greenwich, Connecticut. Oh, Boys
Greenwich.
And Girls Club in Greenwich, Connecticut.
That's Greenwich.
Well, how's it spelled, Hawk? I know how to spell green, and I know what which is. That's right. Greenwich.
Okie dokie.
Why is it Greenwich? Why is the W silent?
I don't know, but I'm sure you've heard of Greenwich, Connecticut before.
I'm not so certain, man.
And I question whether you've ever heard of Greenwich, Connecticut.
So that's the latest on the LeBron front. Just this Shams report that it's the 76ers, the Cavaliers, and the Miami Heat seem to be the front runners in the race. And then, you know, people are weighing in on backlash once again. If LeBron would perhaps be a bit afraid of some backlash on a certain team that he would go to. I think, you know, the Miami Heat fall into that category. If he's just worried about any backlash, you mentioned it, though. He's got the world by the balls. Does it really matter anymore at this point? But I don't know if that factors into his decision. If I choose Miami again to go play with Giannis, does that once again negatively impact the way people view me around the league?
I don't think so. I don't think he has any fears whatsoever of people thinking, oh, your legacy is ruined. We know who LeBron James is. He is the second best basketball player to ever play the game right after Michael Jordan. There's nothing that he can do to lessen that.
Is that the biggest sports moment, but off the court sports moment of the 21st century? Like when we talk about where were you when this happened? Because we could mention like titles. Barry Bonds, this popped up yesterday on my Twitter feed. Barry Bonds breaking Hank Aaron's all-time record. Like, I remember sitting down but in front
records,
of my TV.
Right, but records get broken. There's nothing out of the ordinary of records getting broken. Now, some records hold on longer and it becomes more extraordinary that a record gets broken. This had never happened before. Something like this had never happened before and really has never happened since.
It's a bit more prevalent people leaving free agency, but like
not in this fashion.
Prime of your career.
Prime of your career in the only city you've ever played in.
That you're from.
And doing it on live television where there are no leaks. No one knew.
Crazy.
Chris Broussard knew. Who knew? There was a guy, there was a wacky writer. Chris Sheridan. Chris Sheridan knew.
Was it Chris Sheridan?
There was a guy named Chris Sheridan. He's had a lot of issues, but Chris Sheridan.
Yeah, he used to write for CBS. I remember Sheridan Hoops.
I think it was
Hoops.
SI. Yeah,
was Sheridan
it SI?
Hoops. Sheridan Hoops. Yep. The Chris Broussard cut that's really funny
it's
is...
the percentages, right? Didn't he do percentages?
Well, in 2014, LeBron just kind of announced via SI, I'm coming home. And there's this clip live on SportsCenter. Chris Broussard still working for ESPN. They're live on SportsCenter. And they come back from commercial break. LeBron James going back to Cleveland. And I forget who the anchor was. He's like, well, we have breaking news. LeBron James is going back to Cleveland. And Chris Broussard goes, checks his phone. You can see, he checks his phone. He's like, wait. Yeah, it's confirmed. Like, oh, okay. It was so awkward. Everybody's like, yeah. And he put out, he's like, he looked at his phone. He's like, wait. And he texts and he's like, yeah, it's confirmed. He's going, and he's showing everybody his phone, and they're like, yeah, he posted the article.
Right. That's funny.
The Marlins tonight, they're back at it, 6:40 p.m. They're in a wild card position. It's another exciting finish for the Fish, as Hawk mentioned. 6:40 p.m., you can listen to the game right here on FM 104.3 WQAM. No World Cup tonight.
I know. I miss it.
What do we do?
Watching a little Wimbledon.
Yeah. That's Coco Gauff and Jessica Pegula. A
couple of Americans.
This is old, by the way. Coco Gauff into the semifinal. She beat Jessica Pegula the other day.
It's probably 8:30 at night there, right?
Yeah. Novak Djokovic.
Put on something live, Jimmy.
Novak Djokovic, though. I don't know if you watched. Five-setter yesterday against Auger Aliassime, who's the third-ranked player in the world. Goes five sets. He's 38, 39 years old, and he's going back to the semis at Wimbledon. Like, just amazing. He's going to play Jannik Sinner. Just stupid stuff, man. Dude, stupid. When you want to hear my take on why Novak should be considered a top five athlete of all time, I've got that in the arsenal. You just let me know, Hawk.
All right, I'll keep it in the hopper.
Your weather in South Florida right now, it is 92 degrees. Not as rainy today, but hot. Tonight, the lows are going to be in the upper 70s. That weather report is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping homeowners stay safe this storm season. Visit tornadoroofing.com for a free roof and window estimate.
Zach Gelb. Everyone loves Zach Gelb. He's going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Is there any possibility that Billy the Marlin is a bird?
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop.
Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and save thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Soccer tournament is here, although there's no matches today. But we are giving away a soccer swag bundle valued at around $300 from Sinbad Sports in the Coral Ridge Mall in Fort Lauderdale. And for your chance to win, text the word, which is really a name, Messi, to 20357. If you text the word Messi, you're going to be spelling it wrong, because the word Messi is M-E-S-S-Y.
Right.
You want to text the name Messi, M-E-S-S-I. Text that to 20357. If you want more info, you can go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive, but you can win the soccer swag bundle from our friend Sinbad at Sinbad Sports in the Coral Ridge Mall just by texting Messi, M-E-S-S-I. Messi. Messi. To 20357. Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He hosts the Zach Gelb Show on 365 Sports. He's the studio host for NFL and college basketball on Compass Media Networks. You hear him hosting shows on a bunch of Odyssey stations, including right here on WQAM, WFAN in New York, EEI in Boston. You should follow him on social media at Zach Gelb, Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. And I have to begin, I said this when I got back on the air Monday from my two-week vacation, I watched some of the segments that you did where you filled in for me a number of times over the shows that I missed. But even on the text line right now, people are talking about how great you did on the air. I have heard nothing but universal praise. I gave you universal praise. You are a fantastic radio host, and you are a pleasure to have as a fill-in host when I'm not here.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm sure there was also a lot of texts that were like, F this guy, get him off.
That was from Solana. That was Solana just texting me on my phone.
Right. Because when you said universal praise, Hawk, are you forgetting our conversation?
Yeah, I was discounting you.
Now, I will say, because I listened to your open all those years ago when the decision was happened, you were on vacation in Atlantic City. You were also away. Giannis gets traded to the Heat. I think you should go on a hunger strike or at least a vacation until LeBron comes back to Miami. And I could use the money if I'm being honest.
I mean, honestly, I go away and crazy things happen. And it's like, and Gelb had texted me. I was on the airplane flying to Zurich. And when Giannis, when it was known that he was coming to Miami, Gelb texted and he's like, hey, you want to come on the show tomorrow from Switzerland?
Right.
Like, what'd you say? You know, you're big when you're a guest on your own show when you're when you're on vacation. And I said, yeah, I'll talk to you on July 6th.
Quickest no I ever got in my life. I've been at bars trying to hit on chicks and have got longer nose than that one before. The quickest no I've ever got was Hawk. Yeah, I'll talk to you guys in 2 weeks. No chance
now,
of my coming on the
air. Had Burger King announced those new long chicken sandwiches, then I would have carved time out of my vacation, but not for
Which,
Giannis,
by the way, let me not bury the lead. Screw Giannis, screw LeBron, screw Brady Tkachuk. I had my first ever pub sub over the weekend.
Yeah, right? I saw this. So you were in where? North Carolina?
Yeah, Oak Island, North Carolina.
And you had a pub sub. You know, people down here, we love our pub subs. And everybody raves about the chicken tender subs. And you ended up having one. So now, here's my only caveat. Is a pub sub in North Carolina as good as a pub sub in South Florida?
It is.
It is?
Yeah, I can attest to it. I've been to Publix's in North Carolina. I went to a Publix in Georgia, and I dabbled in a little pub sub action just to compare, kind of test the waters, and it hits just the same.
All right. There's a person on the chat. Gelb was terrible.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Another dope. Okay.
So, give us the review.
You watch. I don't do radio. No good things happen in Miami. I got you Brady Tkachuk and Giannis Antetokounmpo. You say, thank you, sir. May I have another, you a-hole. Now, back to the pub sub. I took the Solana special, but I made one change to it.
It's fine.
So, Solana said, get the chicken tender hoagie, which chicken tenders, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, provolone and hot sauce. Good job on the hot sauce, because my girlfriend the day prior got a pub sub. I thought it was a little bit dry. I added blue cheese crumbles.
Wow.
Very good. You know, I still like a traditional make it home, like beach sandwich just for the beach, but I ate it on the beach. Very tasty. I give it like a 7.8, 7.9 out of 10.
7.8.
How does it? I mean, if you go by the Portnoy scale, that's a good rating.
I think that's fair. Yeah. Like maybe the highest I go is an 8.2.
What would you give the White House in Atlantic City?
Oh, now different kind of sandwich. I would say that's like an 8.5, 8.6.
Dino's and Margate.
I like White House better than Dino's, but it's in the same ballpark. I'll go Dino's 8.2, 8.3.
Yeah. Have you run into Jalen Brunson in Margate this summer yet?
I did not. It was we were a weekend off. The weekend after was that he heard Gelb wasn't in town, so he'll come down and do his big Brunson bash. But Rick Brunson was there. Jalen Brunson was there. They had the Larry O'Brien trophy. That's what happened, Solana, when you win an NBA championship.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Actually, and, when you win three, you don't even throw a bash for it. Yeah. When you win one, I get it. You do the world tour. Yeah.
You just throw after you win one, or you're trying to win some, you just throw a big event and you promise all these Larry O'Brien trophies and then really under deliver, you know.
So where were you for LeBron's decision 16 years ago? Do you recall? Because you heard my story, but I was on the Atlantic City Boardwalk, which I would never be on with my my young kids nowadays. But on the Atlantic City Boardwalk, watching it at Rainforest Cafe.
So interesting connection here, and I kind of told this a little bit to Solana when you were out, but I'll add more to the story. So my dad went to the same sleepaway camp as Leon Rose. I went to the same sleepaway camp as his kids, Pine Forest Camp. And LeBron's agent at the time was Leon Rose. So I'm at that sleepaway camp going into 11th grade. And the 11th graders, they take like college tours and stuff like that. You know, they get you out of the camp a little bit. So we're in Washington, D.C. We're out for lunch at an Applebee's. Then we go to a movie. And then coming out of the movie, everyone's like, we got to watch The Decision. Well, the group leader is obviously over 21. All of his kids aren't. We go back to that same Applebee's to try to watch The Decision. They go, you need IDs. You need to be over 21 at night to go into this Applebee's. The group leader goes, kids, fend for yourself. He goes in, watches The Decision, and we're all outside the Applebee's looking to see where LeBron James was going. Now, the extra part of the story that I'll add is, you know, the guy that ran the boys' side of camp was a massive Cleveland Cavaliers fan, and Leon's wife, Donna, worked at the sleepaway camp for a bunch of years. So when we got back from the trip, Leon sent this guy, Dan, who's no longer alive, unfortunately passed away, who was a massive LeBron fan, massive Cleveland Cavaliers fan, a signed LeBron James jersey from the Cavs to try to cheer him up that he lost the guy that was going to save his back.
Do you remember what movie you saw that night?
I do not.
That's interesting to me. That's the stuff that interests me. That's the stuff that, you know, that's the kind of thing that would make me break off my vacation to carve out a little time for the radio show. Let's say the Heat don't add anyone of note. They don't add DeMar DeRozan. Bradley Beal's been talked about. You know,
your guy.
It's not that I dislike Bradley Beal. I dislike that we have had a conversation for almost a decade about him coming to the Miami Heat. I'm bored with that conversation. I just want to move on.
I'm tired of it. It's just nonstop every offseason. Well, they could get Bradley Beal. I feel like we're going to have that conversation in 2036. Like, enough already with Bradley
Beal. Kind of Damian Lillard-like.
But Damian Lillard was like a one-year conversation. This Bradley Beal conversation has been nonstop. It's never ending. Let's say they don't get him. They don't get DeMar DeRozan. This is their roster, right? It's Giannis, Bam, Andrew Wiggins, Portis, Tim Hardaway Jr., Jovich, Davion Mitchell.
Pella Larson.
They are what in the Eastern Conference?
I would say top five seed in the Eastern Conference, where maybe they could get as high as like two or three. Like, Giannis and Bam are phenomenal. I like the signing of Tim Hardaway Jr., even though his dad was a liar to us on the radio. Wiggins bringing him back was smart. But like, that was the point I said to Solana, and Solana obviously agreed. It's a rare time that we were both in the same team on this one. You know, LeBron could go to the Sixers. He could go to the Cavs. And I get the nostalgia of why you want to go to the Cavs, and it'd be fun to see him wrap his career up there. The team that needs him the most are the Miami Heat, and there's an immediate need for him to kind of handle the ball and be the star in that backcourt, because you know down low they're going to be fine with Bam and Giannis. But the LeBron stuff with Miami is interesting, because at first I thought it was like 30%. Then I put it down to 18. Now it seems like Golden State is out. You know, I'm not going to count out the Sixers, but it does feel, at least from what I saw from Windhorse this morning, that it's either going to be Cleveland or Miami. The fact that a lot of these moves were made of guys that were rumored, like Middleton dealt the other day. You have Anthony Simons signing in Philly. I'll be curious to see how the Heat fill out their roster if they don't get LeBron James.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, Chris Middleton, everybody was just assuming, oh, you'll get him for nothing.
Right.
Because he wants to play with Giannis and Bam.
And then he signed a three-year extension in Washington, of all places. Gelb, this is something Hawk and I talked about at the start of the show, and I just wonder, the first time LeBron comes to Miami with the decision, the backlash is like unbelievable at the time, and I realize a lot went into it. His comments about not one, not two, not three, the decision in general was just a bad look, but if LeBron chooses Miami again this time over Cleveland, because it does feel like those are the two teams, would there be a similar backlash? Would there be any backlash at all from the NBA community at large?
I think if he goes to Cleveland, everyone would understand it. If he goes to Miami, you know, it's weird to say that it's not a super team, but I think LeBron in his 40s now, it's viewed differently. Bam,
Wait a second. You put LeBron even in his 40s with Bam and Giannis. They're the favorites in the East, no?
I can't say they're without a doubt the favorites in the Eastern Conference, no.
I think they would be. Like, in terms of odds?
Absolutely.
I think they're
the
favorite.
Why not the Knicks?
I just think that Giannis, Bam, and LeBron, and Andrew Wiggins, like, you add in the little ancillary pieces that they have, I don't see how they don't win the East.
I think they'd be top three. I think Philly's going to still get a lot of love after the Jaylen Brown deal, you know, assuming they don't trade Joel Embiid. You know, Celtics are going to take a step back, but that's a team that's still going to win 50-something plus games. Like, hey, they'll be a top three team in the East. I can't say they should be without a doubt, though, the favorites. And this is what I'm saying, just the view nationally, is that, like, LeBron is obviously older at the end of his career. Giannis is a superstar. Bam has gotten more respect. We all know how good Bam Adebayo is, but I still don't think nationally the respect is fully there with Bam that people would be saying, oh, that's a super team. And if he goes to Miami, I think it's fine. If he goes to Cleveland, I think he's fine. The only blowback I think he could get is if he goes to Philly, because that one kind of came out of nowhere, and then maybe people would think that that is more ring chasing. But I really don't care, you know, in terms of being mad about it, like, hey, where I would be saying F LeBron. Any of these destinations really don't rub me the wrong way.
But I would say even if he does go to Philly, like, the notion of him ring chasing is like, who cares at this point? He's proven himself. Like, it's not like the, you know, I believe we'll always have the discussion about Kevin Durant with the only two rings coming with an established championship team. We'll never have those conversations about LeBron because he did it.
And not only did he do it, but he went back to Cleveland and won.
And did it with a team that probably shouldn't have won,
bit like if LeBron didn't go back to Cleveland and win that ring, I think the LeBron conversation is different. But since he did that and then went to LA and people thought that wasn't ring chasing, it was just like setting himself up for life after basketball and he won a ring there. I think we're all kind of past that conversation, but he has us all by the cojones right now as we wait to see where he's going to go. And it doesn't matter how old he is. And I know people say he's not the best player anymore in the sport. He is still, outside of Wembanyama, the biggest star and the guy that still is the straw that stirs the drink, because everyone's waiting to see what's going to happen with LeBron.
I'd argue he's still the biggest star in the NBA, even more so than Wemby. I understand talent-wise, Wemby right now. Yeah, but
yeah.
LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron's the biggest star in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, look at what he's doing in the league right now. All ESPN,
I think if Michael Jordan came
about
back this season, he's the biggest star in the NBA.
Hawk finally saying MJ's number two and LeBron's number one. Breaking news
there. Oh, no, I said MJ's number one in the league. MJ is always going to be number one.
I don't know. I think that was a slip up there by
MJ
you,
one, Bouzelis two, LeBron three.
Who would you rather have right now for this Heat team, LeBron James or Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan. Everybody with me?
I'm with you.
Knock on wood if you're with me.
All right. Follow Zach Gelb on social media, ZACHGELB. We love you, Gelby.
You got it. Thanks, guys. Be well.
There goes Zach Gelb. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hochman, Crowder, and Solana.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Anybody want Carol Snooka's number?
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.